Hello, this is SharePoint Framework Developer Preview Tutorial 5, jQuery UI Accordion Web Part, August 2016. This is Tutorial 5 of the tutorials made available as part of the Developer Preview for SharePoint Framework. And in this type, in this case, we're going to actually build a client-side web part which is using the jQuery and jQuery UI to modify or render specific elements within the UI. So let's move immediately on the tutorial itself. So I'm going to jump to my command line tool. In my case, I'm using Windows. I'm using Commander as my command line tool. And let's actually get ongoing with the tutorial. So I'm going to first create a web part folder for my web part. So let's call that jQuery web part. And let's move into the jQuery web part folder. This is an empty folder because I just created that, so there's nothing there at this point. I'm going to run the Yeoman generator, so Yo Microsoft / SharePoint, and that's going to start the creation of my web part. So let's use the default solution name as jQuery web part. We're going to use the current folder because I'm already in jQuery web part folder. What's the web part name? So let's actually give it a name called jQuery. And jQuery description, well, we can change that as jQuery web part. It doesn't really matter. It's a description entry within the manifest of the web part. And then it's going to ask me what framework what I want to use. In this case, I'm not going to use any JavaScript web framework by default. We're going to associate the jQuery to be available within our solution after the solution scaffolding has been completed. So let's choose the Node JavaScript Web Framework. And that's going to start creation of the solution. And since this is going to take a while, we're going to pause the video until the creation of the solution structure has been completed. And we continue after that. And there we go. Now our web part is ready to get developed. But before we actually go there, let's add the jQuery npm packages included within our solution as well. So I'm going to start by typing npm I and --- save and jQuery. And that's going to pull down the jQuery, and it's going to install that to be available within our solution. The --- save means that it's actually associating that dependency within a solution as well. So if I'm going to share this code with somebody, they can do an npm install, and after that, the jQuery will be automatically pulled down for that particular web part or solution. And then do the same with jQuery UI. So both of those npm packages is getting associated to the solution itself. Now, for these two npm packages we could start using them as they are as a JavaScript files, but then that wouldn't be really optimal because we're writing actually TypeScript code. So what we need to do is install the actual typings for these individual npm packages. So let's get actually started by installing the TypeScript TDS manager or the TypeScript definition manager. So I'm going to actually do npm I global dsd. In my case, this has been already executed, but the fact that I'm actually doing that again, it's going to reinstall TypeScript definition manager to be available within my machine. The -g means that it's actually globally available, so it's getting installed in my global node modules folder, which isn't located underneath this particular solution. And this, again, whenever we install these things from the npm, it really depends on the size of the project, how long does it actually take. In this time, that was relatively fast and things are ready to go. And then I'm going to install the typings for jQuery and jQuery UI. So let's add them and save those into the package JSON file as well. So that's going to actually install the needed typing. So whenever we write some code within a TypeScript, we have the needed TypeScript checks so that the code, we don't, well, for variables and the types what we actually use. In the drop number one, the first drop, which was done in the early August 2016, there's a small additional thing what we need to do. And this is going to be fixed in the future installs. So we just TDS install gumbo keys, and that's safe, and that's going to be then installing those definitions to our project as well. And now we are actually ready to get started on writing some code. So I'm going to start my Visual Studio code within this project, and we're able to see what actually was created for us. So if we open up the package JSON, we're able to see the jQuery definitions in here, the dependencies for the existing stuff. These are really the things which are slightly different now comparing to the clean project. The other thing what we wanted to quickly have a look on is that we go to the config and config JSON, and this one is then defining what things are getting actually bundled into the JavaScript file whenever the bundling actually happens within our solution. And what we want to do is that we want to essentially say that those jQuery files should not get bundled. We rather want to actually get them served elsewhere. So let's add these JavaScript entries to our external section within the bundling within the config JSON file. So let's go here and just slightly aligning that one. There we go. So the format is nice. Now when we build our project, jQuery and jQuery UI will not be bundled into the default web part JavaScript file. And that's what it essentially means because they're defined in here. Good. Let's actually move into the actual web part and implement our JavaScript jQuery web part. We do have a jQuery web part here available. So this was added in the when we created the scaffolding actually created the web part. So let's open it. Before we open it, that one, let's create an additional file, my accordion template. So let me actually create the file here, and let's actually call that my accordion template. So let's do that one more time, and there we go. And let's add some content there as well. So this is going to act as our template for the rendering. And in this case, we're going to just serve some static content. And we're not going to actually make this read any stuff from the SharePoint. So the information is static. It's a default export, my accordion template, which we'll then use within our actual web part render method. Now, let's move on to the jQuery web part. First of all, to be able to use that, we have to import that type to be available within our web part. So let's call my accordion template. Seems to be a really hard word for me to pronounce it. So, and we can actually get that one from, there we go. There's our file name, and saving that one. And then we need to import also the jQuery to be available. So let's actually do that. So import star as my jQuery from jQuery. There we go. And let's actually require also the jQuery UI. So that's available as well. Good. Now we're pretty okay to get started, but we mentioned in the config file, we actually said that, yeah, we don't want those JavaScript files to be bundled within our project or within our solution. And that means that we need to actually somehow associate those JavaScript files to be available. Or the CSS files, also we can reference external CSS files to be available within this web part. So let's start by doing that. And to be able to do that, we're going to use importable module loader. And this is something what is available within the framework. So let's actually import that one in. So do importable module loader from, and we're going to get that one from Microsoft/SP module loader. There we go. So now we do have this module loader available for us within our code. So inside of our constructor, let's actually reference the CSS files which we want to use within our jQuery UI element. So I'm going to copy that one directly, so I'm not making any reference or the typos when I'm writing that. So within our constructor, let's add that one in. So there's our importable module loader. That's the one we're calling load CSS, and we're getting that one loaded as well. And then we want to actually modify the render section slightly. And in this case, we actually want to load, and well, we want to pretty much remove the default rendering here, because we don't want to actually that to be shown, and we want to use the My Accordion Accordion template. Really difficult word for me to pronounce it for some reason. Sorry for that. And then we want to provide some additional properties for rendering this one. So we're able to then do options and define accordion options. Accordion options to our rendering. Let's format the code. That's good. So we're essentially setting what's the header style, what's the active header, and those are referring to the jQuery UI CSS, because we're not actually defining this by ourselves. And then we're gonna do an animate. We're not gonna do collapsed by default. The functionality will be then visible whenever we render the UI. And then what we should be doing is that we reference or we initiate the accordion to be available. So let's do this. The my query refers to the my query which we imported, which is the jQuery. This DOM element, children, accordion options. So we're essentially referring to this fellow and the rendering the objects and setting through those options for that component. And that's it from a developer perspective. So we're able to then do a collapse serve and see what we actually get from a code perspective. There's one exception error on the rendering, and that now that actually came to a wrong browser window. So I'm going to switch a quick back on the window. So I'm going to close that one. That's fine, because I'm using a multiple profiles in the Chrome. So let's actually do that one more time, so we get it in the right screen automatically and in the right session of the Chrome. And after that, we're able to see how the web part is then rendering. So adding that jQuery web part to the page, it has the UI jQuery UI rendering available, and it has some static text because we didn't really add any dynamic functionalities here. So the individual texts are coming directly from my accordion template. So all of that information is here. And the behavior, the UI rendering behavior, which we can see here, is due to the fact that we used the jQuery accordion options, and we added all of those tiles to be available within the web part. So we're kind of using the jQuery, well, not kind of, we are actually using the jQuery definitions, jQuery component, than the accordion templates to render us that nice UI and behavior. Just as well, you could actually have this information coming from a SharePoint list, and then this could be a SharePoint items, an item could have additional values and all of that being rendered within a template. Again, slightly depends on your business case. But that's it for this particular example. So we associated or installed the jQuery UI to our solution. We had a look on the config JSON file, which defines which of the JavaScript files are getting bundled in to our JavaScript bundle. And then we associated or did a reference to a CSS file in the internet which is defining the styles for the jQuery accordion. And then we rendered that nice UI to be available using the client-side web part. But that's all what we're going to do within this exercise tutorial. So that was tutorial 5, jQuery UI accordion web part and how to get started with jQuery UI elements and external libraries as well. Hopefully you'll find that useful.